Good morning to all of our listeners. Greetings on behalf of Corali Radio. Today, Saturday, September 14th, 2013, we have with us a very special guest, a missionary instructor from Spain, from Tolosa, Spain, will be joining us today. A fellow brother missionary, Javier Casan, and his distinguished wife, Inma, will be sharing with us today. Beautiful topic, the search for the lost love. Greetings, Javier. Are you with us?
Oh yeah, of course. Thank you very much, Aníbal.
Welcome
First
to
of
Corali Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for this new process in that radio that we love so much and that we appreciate all the work that they have been doing in the last years.
Yes, you are no stranger to Corali Radio. You've been with us in the past in Spanish, and now we're glad to have you with us for the English-speaking community. So thank you very much for joining us. Let me just start by welcoming our listeners. We have connections from the United States. We have Troy, Kansas City, Albany, Pittsfield, Woodhaven. We have international. We have people connected from Spain. We have people from Peru, Lima. We have Mexico, Hidalgo, Argentina, Patagonia, Brazil. So we have people from all latitudes. And we have Miami, Boston. So welcome all you listeners. And we'd like to tell you ahead of time that you can send us your questions during the lecture to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radio.corali, or you can join us through GTalk chat, equipocorali@gmail.com. So we'd like you to channel all your questions through those means, and we will address them at the end of the lecture. So without further ado, we give the mic over to Javier.
Okay, so first of all, we wish to thank to Aníbal for his time, for his dedication to that project. And of course, the Corali team, in the beginning of every project, it's always difficult. We find hard situations until the moment arrives when everything goes in the way we like. So we all have to be patient and we have to support that new vehicle for the teachings of Master Samael. That is something that it's very important to us because as much of you know, we have been working in the United States with the Gnostic knowledge for so many years. So we understand how difficult is that process from teaching in Spanish to teaching in English and how many people needs in the English spoken community that teachings and all that reflections that comes from people who have been living the Gnostic knowledge for so many years. So first of all, I wish to thank to Radio Corali for this opportunity, and we hope that they will do incredible work, incredible task with the English spoken community with the radio. And of course, we wish to say hello. We wish to send our regards to everyone who is listening. I think that we have met some or most of you in our different seminaries, lectures, retreats, where we have been together, joined and enjoying and sharing these Gnostic reflections. So it's very nice to have the opportunity to meet you again. And the most important thing is knowing that you are still working inside yourselves. You are still working for humanity, trying to develop inside your lives an inner space for the Gnostic truth and trying to share that experience with the humanity. So say hello and a big hug for all of you, for all the people that we met and for the others that we have never met, but for sure we share that knowledge in our hearts. The first thing that we have to talk when we reflect about Gnostic teachings is why we have chosen a certain topic. The topic today is Gnosis, the search for the lost love. And when the Coradi team asked to us if we were ready to participate in that project, even if all of you know that our English is not perfect and we have so many difficulties to try to express our comprehension in that language that is not our mother language. But we say yes from the beginning, because I think that everyone deserves to receive the result of our reflections and our comprehensions. And then the process started to try to reflect, to receive by comprehension, what is what we can share about our way of thinking and living Gnosis with people today. And one night, being in Spain during the summer break, being in Valencia during the summer break, I felt an incredible sensation after a night practice of feeling myself so close to the being, so happy, so grateful for everything that we have received in all the years of Gnosis, that for me was clear. We have to talk with people now in this opportunity, first time in English, in the radio, about what about that lost love that we all are searching, and about the experience that we have had in all the years as Gnostic missionaries, as Gnostic students, to try to develop in ourselves that relationship, that special relationship with that part of our existence that we call the being. I think that every time that we talk about Gnosis, we give a testimony of our inner comprehension. But in a certain way, everyone who is doing something in life with this that is doing is expressing his level of the being. When someone is cleaning the house, or when someone is teaching Gnosis, or when you are working in your job, for sure you are expressing yourself, you are expressing your being, and your comprehension of the being in everything you are doing. So every time that we talk about Gnosis, we are giving a testimony about what Gnosis means to us. In a certain way or in a different way, but we always give a testimony. So that is the important thing to me, to give a testimony about what Gnosis gave to us from the days at the end of the 80s when we met, when we start to practice and to receive Gnostic lectures in close to Valencia, the city where we were born. And what is our testimony about that Gnosis, about that happiness? And the testimony, of course, is related with our experience of the being. Because the being is the lost love. We all, the whole humanity, is always searching something. They search in the new musical group. They search in the job. We all search through sports. We all search through eating, living, traveling, listening music. We are always looking for the same. Maybe we don't know, but what we are looking for is the being. So the being gives to us the real sense of life that everyone in this world is searching. Some weeks ago, I received an interview of a person who came to Spain from Tibet to give some lectures. And someone asked to him if he thinks that life has a meaning. There is a meaning in life, in living. And that master, that student, that spiritual person, answers, it depends. If you can make your life count, if you can make your life, if you use your life for that inner purpose, of course your life has a meaning. But if you don't arrive to live for your being, for something real inside yourself, if you don't find the sense of your life will be a nonsense. I thought that was a very clever, a very intelligent answer, because life has not a sense by itself. Life starts to have a sense when we start to search the truth, the real, the being. So in the beginning, we start with a yearning that we really don't understand. We don't understand why we don't feel complete, we don't feel relaxed, and we don't feel in peace having what for people is essential. Sometimes we have a nice job, sometimes we have a nice family, a nice couple, a nice house, but we still feel that something lacks inside ourselves. That thing that is lacking, that we are looking for, is of course what we in Gnosis call the being. So the yearning jumps yourself into a certain level of chaos. Because chaos is necessary. Chaos is the beginning of the order, is the beginning of the inner relationship, is the beginning of the inner peace, is the beginning of happiness. We cannot arrive directly to happiness. To arrive to happiness, we have to discover, to understand, to dissolve all the sufferings that we live inside ourselves. People used to hide or to run away from sufferings. And this is a big mistake. Because jumping sufferings inside the unconscious is not the solution to find the real balance. To find the real balance, we have to face what we are. We have to face what we feel. We have to face what we think. We have to understand not just the light that is inside us, but we have to face the darkness inside ourselves. In the same way, we have to face the darkness in everything that surrounds us. That's why Gnosis is the search for the lost love. Because the lost love constantly lights, opens in our hearts the yearnings to start the travel, to continue the travel, to try to connect with what is real inside ourselves. But we arrive doing that searching all the circumstances that don't let us experience completely the happiness that we yearn. That circumstances we call problems, troubles, obstacles, difficulties, but really that circumstances are the path. Sometimes we think that I will walk the path when my circumstances allow me to do so. This is a big mistake. The path is here, the path is now. The being is here, and if we cannot experience happiness now, we will not experience never. Of course, in life there is suffering. That is the result of our actions, unconscious actions, actions where the being was not present. But when we try again to be in contact with him, with her, with the being, every step, every situation, every trouble, it's a big opportunity to enter into a next level of happiness, into a next level of peace. That's why the Gnostic work can be done in every situation of life. That's why there's not perfect situation or perfect conditions to apply to live the Gnostic path. Because when we arrive to the perfect conditions, the path will be finished. But the path will never finish. So that's why we will always face troubles, problems, difficulties, and situations. The circumstances are the path. If we understand this, we have everything in our hands to be able to experience the being. The being is not something that arrives when we try to put away everything that disturbs us. This is not the Gnostic path. The being and the parts of the being are ready to be in contact with us as a part of life, as a part of our troubles, as a part of our sufferings, as a part of our problems. If we know how to face difficulties, and if we take advantage of that difficulties to find the experience of the being, we are in the real Gnostic path and not in the fantastic Gnostic path. This one that will begin when I will have a certain conditions in my life, and that conditions are a part of our fantasy. Of course, all of us, when we start searching, we are full of fantasies. We are a fantasy on ourselves. We are a fantasy on the path. We are a fantasy about what a master is. We are a fantasy about the Gnostic groups, the spiritual groups, the Gnostic institutions. We have a fantasy with our couple, with our kids. As soon as we practice, as soon as we awake, as soon as we transform our lives, we start to enter into a different state. We start to leave the fantasy and to enter into reality. That means that we face not just the nice and wonderful part of everything, but the whole situation. We cannot love a person if we don't know his or her dark side. We cannot love a master if we don't know his or her dark story. We cannot love an institution, a group, if we don't know his or her dark part or dark space. That things that we hide from ourselves, that we project into the world, and that become the obstacle to experience that lost love that is the being. But this is a natural process. People think when they lost the fantasy that they have lost what they really like from teachings, and most of them abandon the work. They don't understand. They don't realize that the path begins when you lost the fantasy about yourself, when you lost the fantasy about the world that surrounds you. That inner state is called like deception, like a kind of disappointment, like a kind of crisis. How important is that crisis? To really look inside yourself for your real being. Because what is really important is the being. It's not the Gnosis. Gnosis is the path. Gnosis is an inner state, an inner relationship between the being and the essence and the soul. Gnosis is that stream, that revelation, that grace that comes from the being to the soul, and that from the soul goes and arrives to the being. The being gives to the soul what the soul needs. The soul, the human soul, gives to the being what the being needs. When this circle ends, the work has been completed. But the work completed doesn't mean that then you will finish working. No, the work completed means the beginning of the work. Why? Because at that time, a human soul can be the expression of the Logos, can be the expression of the infinite. And that means infinite love, infinite compassion, infinite truth, infinite freedom, and infinite peace, as we experience in the Absolute, before the cosmic day, the beginning of the cosmic day. Now we are in the middle of the cosmic day. We have in our remembrance, we have in our consciousness that part that reminds us that happiness, that freedom, and that peace. And we yearn to experience it again. But this world, of course, is limited, is related with the karmic laws. And we have to face the consequences of our actions. That's why it's difficult to find students that are real, that have really patience. It's very hard to find patient people, because the nature of the I, the nature of the ego, it's impatience, lust, anger, proud. To be calm, to be relaxed, to be able to experience that love that comes from the being takes years of working. Humble, silent. Individual. So that's why so many people lost themselves in that search, looking or searching for the lost love. Because in the beginning, in every tradition, in every spiritual tradition, we all have to pass through the step of fear. Everyone in the beginning have to pass through that phase. Fear of ourselves, fear of the teachings. This is what you have to do. This is what you don't have to do. You have to behave like this. You have to behave like that. These are the laws. Fear of hell. Wishing paradise. Desiring heaven. Like kids in the school, if you behave like this, you will arrive to heaven. If you behave like that, you will go to hell. Oh, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. This is just the first level, the level of fear. But this is not the last step of knowledge, the last step of the experience of the being. Then, when the people start to practice, after so many years, the Mercury starts to become more flexible, adaptable, ready to comprehend things in different ways, ready to put himself in the place of others, ready to receive teachings directly from life. This is the second step. And we enter into the step of knowledge. We start to realize that this teaching is not exclusive, doesn't belong to any particular master, that Master Samael gave to us that teaching, but doesn't belong to him. He is a part of a stream, a part of a lineage, a tradition. He gave to us these teachings as a part of a cosmic plan, a cosmic project. Maybe we can say the teachings comes from the solar logos, but this is truth just in a certain way, because the solar logos is a vehicle himself, a vehicle from the absolute. So the teachings doesn't belong to anyone. That's why Master Samael, if he can find some person that says something in a right way, he uses his or her words. Who cares? The important thing is the message. That you take the message, you apply in yourself, and you yourself become expression of the logos, of the solar logos. That's the important thing. It's not about copyright. So at the level of the knowledge, you enter into a next step of relationship with yourself. And that means you enter into the relationship with the different parts of your being. That different parts of your being, reflected in the physical world, becomes the different situations that you have to face. And you think that this is not gnosis, that this is your trouble. You want to be out of troubles to start to grow up in gnosis. But we don't realize that the trouble is the opportunity. The crisis is the teaching. The problem is the answer for our prayers. This is hard to accept, but this is the phase of knowledge. You start to work with the different parts of your being, in the different circumstances of your life, and in your internal world. You start to create a symbolic family that express the different aspects of your being. And you start to develop a language, and you start to receive the inner messages, and you start to understand in what different ways the same teachings has been given to humanity. So many masters, so many anonymous people that we will never meet physically, and that we have never heard about them, but they have done an incredible work now and in the past. So this is the second level, the gnosis of knowledge. That means the most important discovery that we have done, but this is just another step. We have to go beyond the gnosis of knowledge to arrive to the gnosis of love. What means the gnosis of love? Means that all that symbols, all that circumstances, all that process of our lives are just projections of an inner strength, of an inner wisdom, of an inner plan, project. That is what we call the being. That is not individual, but cosmic being. And when we start to unveil that different symbols, that different circumstances, and we really die on ourselves without excuses, without hesitating, when we open our arms, open our hearts, and we accept that killing that comes from the being, then we realize what we always have been. We always have been the being. The being is our reality. We are expression of the being. the love that we have experienced for a teaching, for a person, for a country, for a book, for a song, for a food, comes from the being. If the being opens inside ourselves, that spark, we fall in love with that direction. So we can receive the results, the final results of the stream, or we can go to the source, and the source is the being. Of course, we have to pass through annihilation. Of course, we have to pass through an incredible internal death. Of course, that we have to deny ourselves. Of course, that we have to transmute our physical body, our sexual energy, our emotions, thoughts, will, consciousness, everything. But just for one of my kisses, you will give everything, says the Divine Mother in an ancient ritual. Just for one of my kisses, you will give everything. What is what we have to offer to humanity in that time? Books? Centers? Groups? Good reflections? Internet is full of good reflections. It's full of books. It's full of everything. When someone arrives to our lives, what does they need? They need the love of the being, of course. And they have the right to receive the basics to arrive to the experience of that love that are the three factors of the revolution of consciousness. But we have to love to transmute the sexual energy. We have to love to die and transmute that dying into compassion. And we have to love the sacrifice. The other night I was, the other afternoon, a month ago more or less, I was in Valencia in the summer break, just having an ice cream, seated alone in an open space. I felt so happy that moment. I was feeling completely the being inside myself. I was so grateful to the being, to Master Samael, to everyone that I have met in Gnosis in all that years. I was so grateful to my first missionary and to the whole universe. So I try to deny myself that ecstasy, because I know what happens if you don't die in yourself in every aspect of your life. You attract the opposite. Then talking with a friend, another missionary friend, we were talking about that moment when we have done an intensive work of dying ourselves, and then we received that incredible happiness from the being. And that night I awake in the astral plane, and a friend of mine that is called Felix, that means happiness in Latin language, came to me. And every time that I find him internally is nice, because I know that some happy will happen in my life. But he told me, but look who is coming with me. And with him was another friend of us. His name is Andrew. And I said, oh man, how truth is that? Happiness comes always with sacrifice. So people, if sacrifice comes to your lives, don't hesitate. Love your cross. Accept your cross. Made your cross a way of living. Let them put you in your cross. There's nothing better than the cross. There's nothing greater than the Christ. There's nothing, there is nothing more incredible than the being. But to experience the being, we need the inner Christ. And to experience the Christ, we need to love the sacrifice. And how can you love your sacrifice if you hide, if you run away from your cross? This cannot be done. And if you run away from your cross, what will you teach to people? To run away to? To hide yourself into your unconscious? But when you are working and working inside yourself, arrives to a point that you cannot hide into your unconscious. There is no room to you to hide. There is no space. So you have to face yourself. At that point, you stop to run away. And you face yourself into the mirror. You are the man in the mirror. And the mirror is the universe. The mirror is your life. The mirror is your opinions. The mirror is what you like or you don't like. The mirror is that person that is creating troubles to you. This is you. This is your being helping you. You want to love and you want to be loved. We all want to be loved and we all want to love. But first of all, we have to know how to suffer and how to transform and dissolve sufferings through the Gnostic work that Master Samael gave to us. How can pay to Master Samael what he done for us? In that last days, I was paying the last month or the last part of the money I own to my first missionary. And we are talking about the 80s. The price, the Gnosis has a very expensive price. You have to pay with your life. To become an offer for the being, an offering. And that's why the inner Christ can express. And through the inner Christ, the Solar Logos. And through the Solar Logos, the Absolute. So people is not listening to you. People is feeling you. If you're happy or not. If you like the life you have or not. If you really are grateful with the teaching that you have received. Or you think that this is a damnation. But sometimes you feel that this is a damnation. Until the moment that you apply Gnosis, you pay your debt and you transform your psychology. At that point, you are again in love with everything. With life, with silence, with people, with the Master Samael, with all the masters and with all the universe. One night, the astral plane, we were seated in a round table. There was a group of master and Gnostic students. In front of me was a Tibetan master. We were talking about the irradiation of love, how to irradiate love. And the master told me, do you want to know really what to irradiate love means? And I said, okay, master, please. So he started to irradiate love to me. In the beginning, I was great. I was experiencing a little ecstasy. But the love continues arriving. And I arrived to a moment where I couldn't transform that extraordinary love. So my face started to take different forms. I was really, 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 really close to lose my consciousness. And he started to stop. Then he did it again when he realized that I have experience, that I had experience what love means, he stopped. And he asked to me, now, do you know what means irradiate love? And I say, of course, Master, thank you very much. I will never forget every time that I will do a chain to irradiate love. But that love comes from the being. Master Samael says in the Great Rebellion, you guys have to love the esoteric work. I know that this takes years. Because we love to be happy, to be in peace. But we don't love sacrifice or transform ourselves. But it's essential for the inner transformation to arrive to the point where we sacrifice. All what we feel, all what we think, our project, our good intentions, our good feelings, and everything. And we start to love the work by itself. Because if we don't love the work, we have to follow someone or something. And this is not a path for followers. This is a path for lovers. So it's very nice sometimes dedicate one night, one evening, one practice, just to be grateful. Just to thank the masters, to thank everyone who helped us in that life and in the past lives. I can tell you, finally, you will arrive to the beginning, to your being, to your divine mother, to the Logos, to the Absolute. And you will feel so good. Of course, this is a process of dying and dying and dying. But I don't think that we have to explain again how to die in yourself, true? At that point. So when you love the being. When you love the being, you love all the beings. And of course, you lose that state and you enter again into a process of inner work and the mixture, as Pistis Sophia said, is dissolved and you have again to descend into the chaos. Okay, let's do it. But do it with love. That's why you start to know yourself. You start to comprehend yourself, to tolerate yourself. And that's why we can tolerate others, comprehend others, love others. But if we reject what we are, we will never know ourselves. Is not rejecting the darkness, how we will know ourselves, how we will experience love. Is accepting that darkness inside ourselves as a part of ourselves, knowing, discovering, solving, and transforming. And integrating all that parts of the being into a very nice internal symphony. Because every part of the being is like a note in the symphony. When you put all that notes together, becomes a symphony. That symphony is what we are, is what we sing. Is what people perceive when they arrive and be in contact with us. A missionary that day told to me, what can we do to attract people to Gnosis? And I say, let me tell you something. I know the case of an Indian master that went to a mountain in the middle of the forest. There was no road. Of course, there was no internet. There was nothing. Just himself and his being and all the beings and all the light of the universe. Finally, so many people wanted to visit him that they have to build a road to visit the master. Do you understand the point? The point is not related with marketing, with publicity, with technique. The point is related with what you are inside yourself. Because we are magnetic points, and we attract the similar things. And the beings jumps and light the journey in the people that we can help. If we understand this, we understand our responsibility in the world to be the expression of the being. So these are my reflections. This is what I have been experiencing. We all are searchers for the lost love that is inside ourselves, knowing that if this love touch something, we will see in that something the light and the happiness of the being. So it's better to try to experience the source and not just to receive the last consequences of the stream. Thank you very much for listening. A big hug from us to every Gnostic student, to every Gnostic missionary, to everyone who is working on himself, and for the work of Master Samael and the Solar Logos. Inverential peace.
Thank you, Javier, for such a beautiful topic and for the inspiration. We are going to open at this point the forum for questions. We will go a short break with music, and we will take your questions.
Okay.
And we are back on Coradi Radio, and we have a question from one of our listeners from Chiclayo, Peru. And we'd like to thank you, Marcos, for your comments. And the question is, Javier, what would be the appropriate age for a person to get into the path of Gnosis?
The question is extraordinary. I think it's a very good question. My answer is very clear. I think that for a person who really wants to experience all that path, he needs to arrive to a certain maturity. I think that at least 18, 19, 20 years, 21 for starting. If he or she feels a really good yearning inside his or her heart. I prefer people that have experienced some circumstances, certain aspects in life, that they have lived a regular, normal life with parents, with family, with everything, and then that they can evaluate what Gnosis is in life. So what I think, when people before 18 arrive to the center, we say, please wait until you will have 18 years. But to me, I think that better will be 20-something, because Gnosis is a very, very, very intense path. So it's important that you have created your personality, a balanced personality, that you are a normal person in life, that you have experienced certain normal circumstances of life. And then you arrive to Gnosis, you will appreciate better Gnosis. But of course, if you are, for example, a son of a missionary, or you grow up inside a Gnostic family, it's a different situation. But I'm talking about a person that arrived to the center at least 18 years.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marcos, once again, for your question. And I think that is our time for today. And we will be live once again next Saturday, the 21st, for you guys to tune in. We have no more questions. Thank you, Javier. We also like to thank your wonderful wife for being there patient with us, Inma. And we'd like to invite you again to participate in our forum.
Thanks so much, Aníbal. Thank you all.
Well, that is our time. Well, inferential peace to everyone. Till next time.